Oh, snap, snap.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Hello, everybody. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the top dog at Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and friends. Well, we just don't let friends feed kibble if we can help it, but sometimes we can't. You know, some people just love their kibble. And, but I got to tell you what Tom has to say, because I always start off my show by giving you some testimonials. But Tom said, what a difference raw has made in my dog's overall health. I was firmly against the raw diet until I did some research and found out what I thought was a premium kibble was just a bunch of sugar and fillers disguised by pretty packaging. We are now believers and we love your products. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love that testimonial because that's what we say all the time. But hey, you know, people think we're biased. Cindy says, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because of your wholesale direct-to-consumer pricing, I can now feed all three of my, I can feed all three instead of just one of my dogs a fresh, high-quality, raw diet. They've never looked and acted so happy. Me too. That was by Cindy. Thanks so much, Cindy. We're glad you're happy. We're glad you're happy, and we're happy that you're happy, and you're happy because we're happy, and let's all get happy. And I'll tell you what else I'm happy about. Even though I'm a diehard, I mean diehard Yankee fan, because you guys know my uncle is former New York Yankee Bobby Mercer, who played with Mickey Mantle and Thurman Munson and all those great guys. My uncle was with the Yankee organization for 40 years as a player and then as a YES Network broadcaster for 24 years. Passed away in 2008 of a glioblastoma brain tumor. But when I was 3 years old, my uncle went up to the Yankees. So I have been, even though I'm from Oklahoma, he was from Oklahoma. Mickey Mantle was from Oklahoma. But I'm a diehard Yankee fan. But I have to say that last night, stayed up after I get back from the warehouse and watched the Colorado Rockies take the wild card. It was amazing last night. They won that game in the 13th inning. Yeah, so now we got another chance. We got another chance for the Rockies to do something. But I'm still a Yankees fan, but I live here in Colorado, so I'm going to cheer on the Rockies too. All right, what are we talking about today? We're talking about vaccines. Oh my gosh, if this is not a controversial issue, I will eat green unbleached tripe. And if you guys know what green unbleached tripe is, well, it's a little stinky, but so good for your dogs. You can find it on our website at rawdogfoodandcompany.com. Amazing stuff. And do we ship? We do. We don't ship to Texas. We don't ship to Oklahoma, but we ship everywhere else that we can get it to you in 2 to 3 days. Yep. You just call us and let us know what we can do for you. But I want to tell you, I put out this question on Facebook this week, and you don't have to purchase from us to get on our Facebook page. It's Raw Dog Food and Company. And there actually, there's another group, and they're out of the UK that's called Raw Dog Food and Company. So make sure you come to our page. Asta, or German Shepherd, she is on that page. So you'll see her. You'll know that you're on there. All right. All right. I put out this question this week about vaccines. I know we've talked about this before, but man, is it controversial. But I said, question for my raw feeding community. What vaccines would you absolutely say, no, nada, not going to happen, not going to do it, not going to give it to my dog? Which one of those vaccines would you say no to? We got lots of answers. Carrie Solberg, she's with Canine State of Mind here in Colorado. She's an amazing dog trainer, but she says, these are the ones I would say no to. Lepto, canine influenza, Bordetello, and I always titer test after initial puppy vaccinations before doing any of them again. So I said, you know, Carrie, what vaccines would you say absolutely are must-haves? Now, Carrie says, I will always do distemper, parvo, and rabies. But after initial boosters, I'll titer test on the regular vaccine schedule. That's every 3 years. If they have any response, I won't vaccinate again. Now, lots of different controversy going on the Facebook page. I would tell you that the majority of people are saying no to a lot of vaccines. There are some people who say, I'm going to follow Dr. Jean Dodd's protocol. And there were very few people who said, you know, all of them are important because my vet says it's important. They should just get ready for a big onslaught of stuff when they say that because, you know, most of our people are going to challenge the vets. But here's a woman that I totally respect who's done lots of research, been a rail feeder for a long time. And her name is Deborah, and she's on the Facebook page. And she says, you know, I wouldn't do any of them. I just wouldn't do any of them. And so I asked her to explain that. So I said, you know, lots of people are very concerned about puppies and getting their vaccinations. Could you elaborate on why you might not want to vaccinate puppies and the risk involved? To which Deborah responded, and I love this response. She said, the vaccines damage the immune system and forever skew it to the TH2, which is the allergic arm, because vaccines force it to make antibodies. They force the body, the dog's body, to make antibodies unnaturally without the involvement of the TH1, which is the innate arm, which is activated by natural exposure via the mucous membranes and skin. Many people use homeopathic nosodes instead and do a natural immunization regimen. She said, I prefer to ensure my dogs have a healthy microbiome in the first place. That's in the gut, which is where 80% of the immune system resides. Nutrition is vital, as is the avoidance of toxins that destroy a healthy gut. And then she has listed an article, a PDF on there. It's called Puppy Immunization Without Vaccinations. I would have to agree with Deborah because what we know is this, is that just because your dog or cat is vaccinated, that does not mean he will not get the illness that he is being vaccinated for. Some dogs will build immunity and some dogs will get sick and die from the vaccine. And I want to tell you that what we're seeing today is that vaccines are causing an entire generation of autoimmune dogs. We see it all the time. People come to us, I have an autoimmune dog. Can I feed raw? Well, you better get him off that kibble. Good night. That's all I got to say. But here's the thing. We're talking about vaccines today. And I just want to give you a little bit of information about vaccines and nosodes. We've talked about nosodes a little bit before on the podcast. But I think if nosodes are ever going to become a household name, you guys have got to do your research on nosodes, spelled N-O-S-O-D-E-S. And then you've got to start asking your vet, do you work with nosodes instead of vaccines? Okay? You guys can push the envelope. Vaccines start seeing what their clients want. They will change. But the problem is that you can't just go in and say whatever you say, doc. Because how do you know if you're doing the best thing for your dog if you haven't done the research? And certainly, in our world, we get pushback from vets all the time about the raw diet, but you cannot argue with results. You can't argue with results, as Tom so well put it in the beginning, as I told you what he had to say. He was a firm believer in premium kibble dog food. Not premium at all. It's just a bunch of sugar. All right, so let's talk about this. What are vaccinations anyway? Well, vaccinations are injected directly into the body of the dog, bypassing normal immune system checks. That's what Deborah was talking about. Vaccines are grown in chicken eggs and are often made on cat, dog, cow, monkey, and other animals' kidneys, brains, and other organs. And this is what results in food allergies and autoimmune problems or the body attacking itself. Okay? That is one of the problems with vaccines, and not to mention heavy metals. So what is a nosode? This is an alternative, and I've told you guys before, Dr. Todd Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y, he's up in Kokomo, Indiana, has not vaccinated a puppy in his clinic in over 10 years because they use nosodes. He does phone consultations. Look him up or come to my site on my speaker series. I've got his talk. You can purchase that and listen to it. It's a great talk. He doesn't even take the flu shot himself. Neither do I. All right, but what's the nosodes? Okay, most people never heard of it, but this is something, again, you got to start educating yourself on and asking your vet about. Nosodes are a homeopathic way of achieving immunity by exposing the body to the illness in a way that it can build antibodies without side effects of vaccines. Because, see, nosodes, they don't have chemicals or heavy metals as preservatives. Okay? Nosodes are the illness that you're trying to prevent your dog from getting, but they're weakened and diluted to the point that it cannot make your dog sick, but it gives the body the signature or the format or the formula to build the antibodies your pup needs to protect itself. Okay? They're not contaminated with chemicals and preservatives. Nosodes are homeopathic. They urge the body, they push the body into building antibodies instead of vaccines, which are an all-out assault on the bodies. Nosodes are given orally instead of through a needle, therefore using the body's natural way of immunizing itself instead of circumventing it. Maybe a little bit confusing, but I just want to make sure that you understand that there are alternatives. And just because you get a notice in your email that says, hey, it's time to vaccinate your dog, come on in, you don't have to do that. Take back your power. You have the power to say, no, this is not what's best for my dog. But before you do that, let me urge you to do your research. I want to tell you a great place to do some research. That's Dogs Naturally Magazine. Love their stuff. I look at it all the time. Dr. Karen Becker. Dr. Jean Dodds. Although I think there's some, you know, everybody has a different idea. Dr. Todd Cooney, my gosh, call him. Get a phone consultation. He's been a vet for 30 years. Don't just take it from me. Head dog at Raw Dog Food and Company. Mm-mm. Just do your research. There's also a great site. It's called Raw Feeding and Advice. Rawfeedingandadvice.com. A great site out of the UK. Great information. And come to my Facebook page. You can ask questions. You can message me and say, hey, Dee Dee, would you ask your group this message? And I'll post it. And man, they're going to come on and talk to you. And these are raw feeders, veterans. There's a lot of veterans. There's some, you know, new feeders on there. But these are educated people. These are people that understand how important it is to not only be aware of vaccinations, but also have good nutrition. So you got to combine the two, right? A lot of people start feeding raw and they are still doing a lot of vaccines or medications, and you're sort of fighting against yourself. I think if you want it to be extremely powerful and you want to extend the longevity and up the health of your dog, then we've got to look at both the nutrition and what else are you putting in the dog, these pharmaceuticals. I just, you know, posted on my Facebook page about I wouldn't give antibiotics to my dog unless it was a life or death situation. You don't need an antibiotic for everything, guys. I mean, give the body a chance to take the illness down. But if you are going to do antibiotics, then you need to get a probiotic, lactic acid yeast wafers. These are fabulous. You can look on our site for all of the different supplements that we have. We are going to bring in more, but only the ones that we really that we really believe in. One caveat too, if you are doing antibiotics, you don't give antibiotics and probiotics at the same time. If we give an antibiotic in the morning, we'll give the probiotic at night. At least give an hour and a half in between those two. Antibiotics are going to wipe out the bad bacteria, but you know what? They're also going to wipe out the good. And if you do that enough times, well, you just may not be able to build the good back up again. So you've got to remember that. We would love to talk to you here at Raw Dog Food and Company. If you have any questions, if you are considering the raw diet, I will tell you that I have a Raw Smart in a Snap. It's my new educational piece. It's going out every week. That's going to help you understand the raw diet. If you would like a copy of that, just email me at orders, O-R-D-E-R-S, at rawdogfoodandco.com, and I'll be glad to sign you up on that. Also, Neely Piazza, who is our consultant, she's fabulous. And even if you're not buying our products, you can get a consultation with her. There are a lot of people out there in the world that are charging astronomical prices for consulting. Neely is a certified pet nutritionist. She's a certified raw feeder. She's a Reiki acupressure. She is amazing. Been feeding raw for 15 years. Works with us, works with our products, but certainly she can advise you on other products. So you can also get her consultation off of our site. There is a link to it off of our menu, so you can get to Neely and find out what you need to do to start feeding your dog a raw diet. Well, that's about all the time that I think that you've got today, right? Because our minds are, they can't take anymore. So we are going to just say this, that your pet's health here at Raw Dog Food and Company is our business, and friends, gosh, we just don't let friends feed kibble. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.